yesterday we spent time on Yael Gavidyai in Taisvis. And the way the Teres Gittinim Ram Shif learned that when you write Yael Gavidyai, all you're doing is strengthening the Ksav Tachtayin. It's not considered that you're erasing the Ksav Tachtayin. So Yael Gavidyai, you're strengthening the Ksav Tachtayin. Rav Chaim brings this Maram Shif at Teres Gittin, and he brings a raya to it from a Sefer HaTrumas. The Sefer HaTrumas says that if somebody wrote a letter, Chok Teichais is an expression that means that if you write a letter by having a splotch of ink, and you scratch away the ink from all around, so you're left with a letter in the middle. That's called Chok Teichais. The letter got there not by being written, but by erasing all around it. Chok is Chakika, scratching. Teichais, in it. You scratch the blank space inside the hay, or inside the chas, or whatever letter it is, and therefore you got a letter. So Chok Teichais is possible, of course. It's not considered to be a ksiva, the Sefer Torah. The Kshayla is, can you be Mavril of Kulmas? Let's say somebody has a Sefer Tyren or a Mezuzah or whatever it is, and he wrote a letter by Chok Teichais. And now he wants to fix the letter by being Mavril of Kulmas. He figures, look, if I wrote it Shaloi Lishma, so I can write it Lishma, and it'll be good. So if I do Chok Teichais, let me take ink, I'll write over it again, that'll be Kasha. The Sefer Chuma says it's no good. Chok Teichais doesn't help a second ksiva on top of it. Why not? Zot Reb Chaim, like the Hesber of the Teres Gittin and the Maram Shif, it's very good, that all you're doing when you're putting the eye on top of the eye is strengthening the original, it's machazik, the original ksiva. If the original ksiva was a ksiva, so I understand. The second one makes it, adds to it. If the original was Chok Teichais, so adding to it, it doesn't do more than be mechazik the Chok Teichais. Doing a dar, the Chok Teichais is dar. So since the second ksiva is not considered to be a ksiva, all it is a darkening of the first ksiva. So it's still Chok Teichais. It's still the first ksiva wasn't a ksiva. So therefore, the Sefer Trumas is understood, that's what Reb Chaim writes. And the Sefer Trumas would be a raya to the way we learned yesterday. That when you darken with the same ink, it's not a new ksiva. All you're doing is adding to the old one. So the old one was Chok Teichais, so all you're doing is darkening the Chok Teichais. It's still Chok Teichais. It's not kosher. Even right. Even the first one, this first one was not Lishma, the second one was Lishma, so you're darkening it Lishma. So now the ksiva has in it a mile of Lishma. The first ksiva has an added mile of Lishma. Because part of the ink that's in that ksiva is a Lishma dik ksiva, so it can fix it. Because it's a ksiva. But if it's not a ksiva, then what are you going to do to it? You can't fix something that's not a ksiva. So that's the Isaac Rissakra and the eye, which we'll talk about in a minute. Obviously, this is Dafka. Diyai and Diyai. This whole Teres Gittin is Dafka, it's the same ink. All your Bechazik is the first one. If it's a different color ink, then it's a Nuksiv on top. And that's Diyai and Sikh and Sikh.
The whole thing is fixing something. It's not like making a letter and then fixing it. The whole thing is fixing something. It's not, you're not really making a letter and then you have all the comments.
So you're saying it's worse or it's better?
No, it's Nikasar. He's saying it's not much.
Now, kashuk Chok Teichais itself is zicha pasul. Now, writing onto the Chok Teichais, you're darkening the previous ksiva, which was a ksiva of Chok Teichais. Chok Teichais is definitely pasul. Chaim also brings the Hagos Maimoni. The Hagos Maimoni l'chayre is not like the Teres Gittin. The Hagos Maimoni has a shaiva. If Hashem's name was written without kavanah for the Shem Hashem, is there any issa to erase it? That's a shaila. Somebody wrote Hashem's name. He wasn't thinking about Hashem. He wasn't thinking about anything. And he wrote to shame Hashem. Is there an issue to erase that shame? That's the shame. He says that I'll bring you a raya, it's mutter. Because the halacha is that if in a Sefer Torah you wrote to shame Hashem, you wrote Hashem's name, Shaloi Lishma, Mavir Olav Kol Misal Makachoi, you're allowed to write over it and be Makadish it. Mavir Olav Kol Misal Makachoi. Aye, when you write the second time on the first writing, you're being Meichit the old and writing the new. So how are you allowed to do it? Must be that it's Mutter to be Meichit Hashem, that Shaloi Lishma. Because every time you write over a shame, you're really erasing the old and writing the new. So it must be that you're allowed to erase a shame that's written Shalai B'Kdush. We see from this Agos Maimini, he learns that the second Ksiva is erasing the first Ksiva. That's his whole vart. That when you write the Shem Hashem a second time, you're erasing the first Shem Hashem. Aha, he says, we see you're allowed to erase Hashem's name that was written Shalai B'Kdush. So that Hagos Maimini is not like the Sefer Truman, not like the Torah's Gittin. And I think that's what Reb Chaim says. He says that it's not like the Hagos Maimini is not like the Maram Shif and Torah's Gittin. And then he says something after it. First I thought he was trying to answer, but I'm not sure what he means. I think he means to blive that Hagos Maimini is not like this Holshtikal Torah that we've been saying. What? Okay. Just saying to the side of Tereskin. What? Tereskin says that it's the idea you're not erasing the old, you're just darkening the old. But you're really just darkening it. That's not. There's no perception of erasing. He's adding a lishma to a ksiva that was shalai lishma. All he's doing is fixing the first ksiva. What? The Shema is a Maila. Yeah, it's a Ksiva, but it's not erasing the first Ksiva. You just replace it to the first Ksiva.
Oh, but the Shema,
it's a new Ksiva. Tosis said that it's Chayav on Shabbos because it adds something. But it's not a mechika of the old letter. That's the whole part of the Torah's getting. We're not being mechika of the old letter. So what we're saying is that Lishma adds a new ksiva, and therefore it has a shem of a ksiva. Does that make it a mechika? That's what we're saying. The what? I'm fixing it. The previous, it's not really eating, but it's the same ink. That's not the way people look at it. You know, when a cipher writes, he always touches up. When he finishes writing something, that's the way a cipher does it. He always touches up what was before. He's not rewriting it, he's just fixing it. Yeah, I think this whole thing has to be mukhrach anyway, this whole Torah is getting. If you ever saw a cipher write, you know, mezuzah has to be written kesidra. It's written in order. Every cipher, when he finishes a mezuzah, he looks back and he touches up wherever it's not dark enough, wherever it's skipped a little bit. He always touches it up. If you say what he writes second is erasing the old and it's a new letter, then it's shalai kesidra when he fixes it. Yeah, but if he's putting another layer of ink on top of it, and that's considered erasing the old one. So it must be it's not considered erasing the old one. I don't think there's two ways to learn. Alright. Anyway, this is all the rules of Yoy Agabe Yoy. Let's talk a little about first Yoy Agabe Sikra. Yoy Agabe Sikra, then about Sikra Agabe Yoy. Alright, Yoy Agabe Sikra is Meichik and Kaisif. That is kaisiv, nobody has a problem with. Everyone understands if you have red ink and you take black ink and you write over it, you're kaisiv. There's no black ink written before, now it's written in black ink. I don't think that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that it's meichik. If I have a letter written in red ink and I write over it in black ink, alright, so if underneath it was written a yud and I write a vav over it, I understand it's meichik. But it's the same letter. It was written in red ink. Now I'm writing on top of it in black ink. So the Gemara said, Chayiv Shtayim, Achas Mishum Kaisav, Achas Mishum Meichik. So this is a chiddush that it's Meichik. It's Meichik. He didn't erase anything. He didn't erase anything. He covered it. Now it's black. You had red ink. Can you cover it with black ink?
So it's not red anymore.
So that must be the pshat.
You covered.
What?
You're
covering the old. First, let me tell you, Davni Nezer has a pilpul. People call it Davni Nezer's pilpul, style of, they call it Polish pilpul. Davni Nezer, he has a shtickle here. God has it in two places. He wants to say pshat. It bothers him. What kind of meichik is it? So he has a shtickle Torah as follows. Listen to this. First, he brings a raya that if you have a letter, one letter which is written half in red, half in black, that's not a ksiva deraisa. To be a letter deraisa, it has to be totally all in one ink. Could be it's a shinoi, could be in different explanations. But he brings a raya that if it's half red, half black, he brings a raya from a Gemara that's not considered to be a letter. It doesn't happen. So Mimela, why is it Meichek? Let's listen to what he says. When you write the Yaya Gabe Sikra, what do you have? You have a letter, a red letter. And now you're writing in black. So when you write half of it, 1 minute. At the time you wrote half, now it's not a letter. Because now it's half red, half black. So at this moment, it's half red, half black. You're a Meichek of the red. And then when you finish the letter, now you finished it, so now it's a ksiva. So he says, since you made it half red, half black at some point, like that, that's a meichik. And at that point it doesn't have a din ksiva. And now when you finish, so now it's all black, so now it's good, huh? So that's meichik amunas lichtai. That was meichik in order to finish writing it. Okay. So I why you chayiv the first half of the letter. So wait, without davening nezer, let's say I take a plain piece of paper and I write a letter. So when I wrote half, I didn't write anything yet. So why am I chayiv when I finish? Why says the chiyuv is on the finishing? Right. The first half of the letter is the mechika of the red.
Right.
The second half of the letter is the ksiva of the black.
That's what you're saying, that you split it, so then any time you write a letter, you're doing it in two steps. So the second
so maybe lechinami, maybe I'm always doing it in two steps. And
right.
First. And what?
Why should we chayiv then?
On the second step.
Yeah.
I'm finishing the letter. I'm chayiv. The person's chayiv.
It's not the same. It's not the same too as the first step.
Well, who says you need the first step? Who says you need the first step is always half a letter. Even if you write on blank paper, it's only half a letter. So the first step is always going to be half a letter. You only chayiv because you finished it. Yeah.
First of all, according to Abdi Nizam, I'm going to go and take a printer or a signet ring. They don't have this whole.
Yeah, if I'll do it in one shot.
Which is not possible at all. He's trying to explain what the mechik is. So according to him, when I write the first half, I wasn't mechik the red underneath. The red over there is underneath is still there. So then
no, it's a nice letter.
What?
In longest, it's not a letter.
Still there.
It's there underneath, but right now it's. I took a letter that was a letter, and I made an ice letter. The red on the black is. If you have a letter which is half red exposed and half red on the black, that's not a letter.
This whole writing is not coming from where you have one exposed and one unexposed. You come up when you write up a letter, one with this ink, one with that ink. Just because if I have a letter there and I just cover half of it, how am I going?
It's not a letter. It's not a seal.
If I can make a mechiko, the red's still there. So
he did the whole thing.
Think so.
He's
the man why it's a mechika. I guess he's saying ink that's not visible to the eye is not ksiva. So red, just like if you have a letter, if I have a letter and I cross it out, I scribble over it, that's mechika. So the same thing here. If I wrote over it, it's a.
I don't need the whole letter.
Yeah, promise is still there. If I would scribble over it, or if I'd write an aleph over a bay's, I understand mechika. Problem is, I'm writing a vav on a vav. I'm not erasing the vav. Before it was a red vav, now it's a black vav. But the answer is, the eyes of Allah, it's erasing. So you wrote half of it. It's not a letter. If at any point it's not a letter, that's mechika. The fact that it's just covered, I don't know. It has to be an eyes of Allah, and not be a letter.
But
a half covered, I wouldn't say it's mechika, were not for the fact that indeed an oisius is a psul. I'm not saying it's because it's covered. I'm saying because now in halachas oisius it doesn't have a din ois, half black, half red.
It's all covered, it's certainly psul.
But it's not psul, it's covered by a layer of black. But it's a kosher letter, it's not a black letter. The vav still exists.
No, the new vav is a real letter. It's the letter of the bottom. Certainly.
I hear what you're saying. And there's another problem I thought you were going to ask. All right, what do you
think? Yeah? It's all interesting that when you write a letter, that's the lachiyah. You write it half and half. Lachiyah. But if I wrote a letter, one that was red, that was normal. Now I start a new letter. So in a phenomenon, the black letter is going to be not a noise, but the red letter remains a noise. I'm still writing normal.
But at the time you did half, it's not a noise.
The
it would never be a noise.
The bottom one I wrote normal. If I write a letter normally, and then I add red ink, it doesn't take away my receivable. I still wrote the first letter normally.
I thought you were going to ask that if so, sikra on the yai should also be mechika. When you write red on black, same thing. When you got halfway through, it's also mechika. It's a mechika. That's a kilko. So maybe it is a mechika, it's just a kilko, and that's a ptor. Alright, what? No, that's not true. Even white and black is visible. If you take white paint, you put it over black paint. Red and black paint will also be. Now, if the black is going to be wet, you'll be right. If you have dry black ink and you write with red ink on it, it'll cover it. If you take red paint, if you have a black wall and you paint it red, it'll be a red wall. Just like if you paint it white, it'll be a white wall. If you paint it yellow, it'll be yellow. Have to try it. What? Which case are we talking about? Do you have a sikra or a sikra on the yai? Now, sikra on the yai is considered inferior, and that's why sikra on the yai is pata. It's makal. That's why it's makal. I understand, but it's makalkel. The Gemara says the Petor says it's makalkel. Right? It makes it worse. You took a black letter, which you can see clearly, and you covered it with a red ink, which you can't see.
But you can still see the black, so it's not fair.
You can't see the black. See the red.
It's not there, then.
No, it's covered. The way I understand it's covered. It's covered, just the total is a tilkel. Okay, And again, this is the way that Avnei Nezer says that there are two tshuvas in Avnei Nezer in which he says this pshat. I think one is Reish Ches. One is Reish Ches, and I don't remember the second. So right afterwards he has in a different letter the same idea. Sounds to be, I don't know, sounds to be a little chiddush. I would think it's Meichik. Because, like you started to say before, Lamaisa, this is confusing to me. Lamaisa, there are people who write sometimes with Sikra. I mean, they manufacture Sikra. Sikra is also an ink. It's not as dark as the eye, not as noticeable. But I guess there are some times when you want things in red for one reason or another. Right? There's such a thing as Sikra. So I think it's Meichik, because Sikra is also a ksiva. If someone takes a blank piece of paper, and he writes with Sikra, it's also writing. It's just not as good. So, Diyai Agabi Sikra, you're erasing the Sikra, whatever mile it has that people sometimes want to write with Sikra, and you're replacing it with Diyai. No? So, it's a Meichik because Sikra, I think, has some sort of mile. It's not like Sikra is not Hef Diyai, Sikra is something different. So, I would understand it's Meichik because Sikra is also something. And you're erasing the Sikra. And It's very pashut. When you do sikra gabidiyai. So that I wanted to get to. I took up a little hard time with it. What shows through?
Why can't you just say
well, someone will get the sikra gabidiyai. But yagabi sikra, just the yagabi sikra, the question is why you must become the sikra. So the Amin Nez has his pilpul, which I doubt is pashup shat, and certainly not pashup shat, I doubt it's pshat. But he writes himself the Derech Pupula. Pashup shat probably is that Lamaisi erasing Sikra. Sikra has some maila to it. It's inferior, but it has some maila to it, and you're erasing it. So that's also a malach.
The only
if you erase the bottom. The bottom is also a sal. And now you're adding to it,
so what would you have to do? So I'm not adding to it, I'm getting rid of it. No, so you're making a new sal, and by the fact that I'm making sal, the
bottom is a sal. So the fika, the bottom, which is also something. So even though. Now the question is sikra on the eye. Sikra on the eye, we have the machlokes in the Gemara. Amri lachayev, amri lapater. Amri lachayev meichiku, amri lapater makalkalhum. Right. Sikra is nicker. Sikra is also nicker, even though the black is gone, but red is also nicker. It's also something that you can see. Rashi's saying a very big chiddush. I'll tell you what Rashi's saying. First of all, I understand there's a machlokes here, Rashi and Taisus, in why sikra on the yai is meichik. Taisus said sikra on the yai is meichik. Why is it a tikkun? Because you plan later to darken it in, to fill it in with more di, with fresh di. That's what the bottom Taisus says. That's why it's not a makalkul, because you plan to finish it off with a darker di. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said, why you have a makalkul? Why? Sharek savai nikr. Because sikra, it's also nikr. Sikra is also nikr. Now, pashtan Rashi means, may not be as good, but it's also something. But if it's not as good, then it's a makalkul. What does Rashi mean?
If, why would it not be nikr? Why would it not be nikr?
So I think what Rashi means to say is this. I'm not sure, but I think what Rashi needs to say is that, again, the question is why yechayiv mishum meichik, right? As the Gemara said, Ami la chayiv meichiku. Right? Rashi says the yechayiv because you're a meichik. You're a meichik of the old of the blank. So the question is, you're a makalkul. Mechika is a makalkul. You had a good letter and you got rid of it. So Rashi says, this mechika is not a kilkul. It's talking about a tikkun either, it sounds like. It's not a kilkul. Because you're writing, what you're writing is also nicker. What you're writing on top, you're ending up with something. How can you say he's a makalkul? But he did lamaisa, now I could see. Before it was black, now it's red. But lamaisa, I could see what he did. He wrote there was a sign that said words that made sense. If the words didn't make sense, then the mechika is always a tikkun. So that means it's words that make sense. So before it was written in black, now he wanted to write it in red. So he put red ink over it. So Rashi's saying you can't call it a makalkul, because lamaisa, there's something nicker. What he did gave us something that we could read. And that you can't call that a makalkul. Because lamaisa you have it. It's interesting. Before you're able to read it very clearly, and now you're able to read it less clearly. And you're a meichik. You're not a kaisif. You're a meichik. And yet, I want to ask you, what do you think? I think someone asked me this, I don't remember, it was a shir on that. If the person wants red, what would you say then? Say the person wants red. Let's say he's marking the paper, and the guy got a 50. So I don't know, there's a meaning for some reason that they write it in red. So the teacher wrote it in black, and now he takes red ink. He made a mistake. So he writes the 50 over the black. He writes it in red. So now what? So now that's also a kilkul.
It's
chayiv. Why?
Because he's meichik the black, and he has
He wanted the black out, he wanted the red in. The Rambam says, Sikra Kabidiyai, Potter. He doesn't say you want, you don't want, you just read the Gemara. I don't know. Huh? That's the question. Maybe it's bottle daita, it's not bottle daita. I'm not gonna, what?
Mr. Rambam is talking about actual colors and morphology. In those days,
quality and color. It could be the sikra, in addition to being a different color, the red could be all the red inks were for a quality. But Lamaisa, he wants it. He's a normal functioning human being. So maybe today would be different. But let's say it was worse. But he wants it. He wants the sikra under the eye.
Anytime someone does something, he has a certain intention to do it. So anytime he's going to do
that's why I have a hard time with this. I mean, even when he's a makalko, I understand. But here, presumably, he wants the sikra. That's what Rashi's saying. There's none of a kalkul because the sikra is nikra. I want to tell you, because for time reasons, I'm stuck here. I have a little hard time with the sikra agabe diyai because the Gemara presents a machlokes. Now, according to Rashi, there's some machlokes here if you're a mad machik or not. I can't put my finger on what's in the kudus machlokes. According to Rashi's pshat, if you have sikra on top of the yai, there's a machlokes, are you a makalkel? Which I guess I could understand. If you go objectively, this red ink is worse than the black ink, you're a makalkel. I could understand that. Or you're a masakin. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes is, it sounds like, if you want worse ink on top of better ink, but that's what you want, does that enough to make it a masakin? That's what it sounds like. Now, if you want something because you want to ruin it, that's not called wanting. Someone breaks a glass because he wants it broken, that doesn't make him a masakin. But here, for some constructive reason, he wants it to be red. It seems that that's the machlokes. Is that a maichik? Getting rid of a better ink with a worse ink because you want it. See, Rashi doesn't even stress the fact you want it. Rashi says nikarhu. But I guess it's understood you want it. That seems to be a machlokes of Tula Shainis, according to Rashi.
Why is the kai safe?
Yeah, why is the kai safe? If it's meichik, why isn't the kai safe? If it's not meichik, I understand.
The way we're saying it, it's
machshava. If you're getting rid of the black, why isn't the red a ksiva? Assume you want the red. Well, it's a problem. It's a problem. It's a problem. It's not going to help you because you're still a macaque. You can see the black less than you could before.
Yes,
so you're still a macaque. So what do you gain? So that there was still a macaque before, it was very nicker, now it's a little nicker.
It's hard to understand.
I take a good glass and I give it one crack. It's still usable. That makes it a macaque. Got me the black. I'm zicha macaque. If you want to make me a macaque, it could only be because I want the red. So Gabi the black, it's certainly worse. It's a little worse, not very worse. The Madhya was Chayiv says it's not a makalkal. In the black, there's no shaila you're makalkal. The only way you can make a nice makalkal is by saying that the red is useful. Tosis. Later, Jake Siva, or the red. So what did I do to ready it? Saying here you want the red. You going with Rashi that you want the red, or you going with Tosis that you want to do more black later?
I want to do more black later.
But in Rashi, is what you're saying good in Rashi or just in Tosis? Rashi's saying that the red itself makes a nice mechalkal. Rashi doesn't say you're writing more black later. Tosis sticks in that you're writing more black later, which is saying is good in Tosis. In Tosis, you're right. Tosis learns that Meichik is misakin because you plan to do more black later. So what's the machlokes now? Like Tosis. We'll switch over to Tosis. Tosis says, why When I write Sikra Gabi Diyai, why is it not a makakal? According to Mandi Yamo, says it's not a makakal. Because I'm going to do more black later. I'm going to do a fresh black later. So I don't understand. What? Next part of the Gemara, next part of Taisus. The Kalkul I have, that's what I'm talking about. Why is it not a Makalkul? You want to learn an Ashi also? You're going to write later.
No,
not an Ashi. To the Shana to the Gemara. Taisus is saying Shad and the Machlaikes in the Gemara. One of the other says Meishiku, one of the other says Makalkulhu. Now, they have to be talking the same case.
Right.
So what you're saying is true. They're both talking where you plan to write more black later.
Right.
So explain the machlokes to me.
No, I'm saying so. The Pasha already
said the machlokes is
from the second part.
I
said that also.
So what's the machlokes? What's the machlokes? The one who says Yechayiv holds.
Because that when you added that to the writing and you made it more, more
you prepared it for the black.
Or it makes it bolder. What does that mean?
Yeah. The other man, the other says, the other man,
you went and you had to write later, but the lines are filled.
But all my chik is to prepare for writing. Every time I erase, I'm an os lichtayv. I'm taking words, erasing it in order to write. And therefore what?
The two separate ideas.
Therefore what? I don't know where you want to go with that. Therefore what? So machlokes is, if I prepare something to write later, Tais saying two separate ideas. One is the Tzuras HaMalach of Mechika, and one is why it's not in Makabal. So Tzuras HaMalach of Mechika, we're talking about Mechika. Right? Yes. Tais is talking about Mechika. Second part of Tais. Mechika. I am Mechika. So Tais says, no, the second one's going to be better.
What?
To explain that to Misakin. You have Tzuras HaMalach. Something you have. Because Tesis is bothered, what kind of tikkun? Before I had two letters, and now I'm going to put the same two letters back. So that's a tikkun. I erased something to put back what was there. A person has something. You have on top of your Gemara, you have the letters Yud Tes. So imagine, you have a person. He erases it, and then he writes exactly the same Yud Tes back. So Taisus, that's a makakul. There's no tikkun. You had your test, you're putting your test back. If it doesn't, no. The second one will be fresher, it'll be nicker, more nicker. That's the second if it does. Rashi is not saying he's going to rewrite it. Rashi is saying that's a writing of the red is itself nicker and therefore it's a tikkun.
Well, the plot is the same thing, why it's not a tikkun, but there's nothing to do with it. It's the same. The second key was going to be a bigger Rashi.
You think Rashi feels that way too? It's invigoration. See, Rashi's lashon sounds like Eina Makakul Kol Kach Sharik Sovei Nikar. It sounds like Rashi's masking it's a little less, but it's enough that it's not a Makakul. Eina Makakul Kol Kach. That's Rashi's lashon. So Rashi sounds like we're talking about the red on the black. Tosfos holds that we're talking about a new black on the black. The reason I don't want to get bogged down here is because I'm stuck. I'm not going to end up with a pshat. And I have a difficulty knowing what the machlokes in the Gemara. And I don't know, it'd be nice to work it out. The rabbi, if somebody could work it out, is good. I just want to get to the list of through the what?
Maybe making it bolder is considered
a making it bolder is considered, preparing it for bolder is a ksiva. Is a mechika, you mean?
Right. If you say that making it bolder is a
ksiva. I just didn't understand. Let's say I have letters in the yai that are faded. And I want to do a bolder. If I have to erase that to do a bolder, can't I just write over it in bolder? Maybe erasing is better, but if I have a faded black Yud Tes, so it's better I should put red ink and then black ink? Can I just put the black ink directly on it? What do I need the red ink? Why is that helping me? The whole attempts of the Sikha Gabi Diyai is on.
Since I don't know, it sounds like a technical thing that I'm talking between the two and tomorrow would be
that makes a lot of bolder is the same right now, and therefore could be. I'm only to argue about it right now. So I want to get on to the next piece.
Someone paint, please repaint the layer first and then the doctor.
Yeah, but if you want to darken, if you have letters, you want to darken them, you could just go over and darken them. Why do you have to put first the layer of red ink and then darken them? Just darken it. So you may want to scratch off the old. I'm not sure why, but people do that. They scratch off. But here we're not scratching it off. We're leaving the old, putting a layer of sikra and then a layer of the eye. Why would any? Why does that layer of sikra help me? I don't understand.
He's priming it to get
what?
He's priming it to get even a thicker layer.
Is that the metzias? That if you have a layer, if it's a metzias, right? If that's a metzias, a metzias. I don't know. Okay, boy minei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechonon. Now we come to the last of the main dynam here. Boy minei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechonon. Eidim she'en yaidim lachsayim. Mal shiyichtuvu lehem b'sirka yichtimu k'savelya v'yichtimu. K'savelya k'save ein k'sav. So what does he mean? You can do a bottom layer sikra, top layer diyai. Right, Maskin? Bottom layer sikra, top layer diyai. Who's going to write the bottom layer, the cipher? The person who's literate is going to. He says, "What's your name?" He tells him, "My name is Reuven ben Yaakov." So the cipher writes Reuven ben Yaakov in sikra, and then the aide who's illiterate, so he just traces the signature Reuven ben Yaakov, and that's how he does it. Now. So he asked him, is that good? Amalei niksav. Amalei halema de tenor rabbeinu ksav al yiksav li yishamas. He says, what do you mean? We just said yichayiv, diyay agavi sikra. So if yichayiv, diyay agavi sikra, so edim should be kosher, diyay agavi sikra. Amalei, b'yechan answered, yichimde mipnei shanu b'dam en nasa maisa. Because we're thinking of it, we have to do, we're going to behave that way. It's like Rashi. Rashi says Rav Yechon was made to Reish Lakish that the dinyan of Shabbos to Gittin is a good dinyan. He just says that yeah, Gabi Sikra, I'm not sure, I'm a Sufik, I'm a Damin, we think of Isvara, we have no rayas to it, so we can't paskin, we can't make a get that way. But maybe it's good. So that's how Rashi looks.
That means he personally felt out of his svara is short considered.
His svara wasn't enough to paskin based on. That's what he said.
He was the Vadas about the
Sar. Stop that. If he would have been the
Vadas.
He has some level of Safik. Rashi says he wouldn't bring Chulam Azara and Shabbos, and he wouldn't make it again.
The
Gabi Gittin. The way Gabi Sikra, I mean, the way we said it should be Pashit. What's a Safik? Okay. I don't want to get sidetracked to that. I could see Sveikis in the Gabi Sikra. We're trying to explain it, that means it's easy. I started by telling you, if you have a vav and you put another ink vav on top of it, what are you writing? That's probably your suffering. Nothing new there. But my nekuda that I want to stress in this sugya is, Reish Lakish came and told us, Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Gittin are the same. That's what Reish Lakish is mechadish here. Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Gittin have the same demon. Kach on Reish Lakish. Rav Yechonon agrees, according to the way we just learned. Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Gittin are the same. Rav Yechonon says, I'm a suffik by both. By both of them I have a suffik. That's what the Gemara here is saying. That Sayin Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Gittin were a suffik. And therefore, if Adam sign on top, it's a suffik if that signing on top is good or not. The Rambam Paskins that the Yoya Gabe Sikra Chayiv Shtayim Bifadois. The Rambam says if someone writes the Yoya Gabe Sikra, he brings two Karbanas. Chayiv Shtayim, he brings two Karbachatas, one for Mazir, one for Kaisa. So in Hilchus Shabbos, the Rambam Paskins, the Yoya Gabe Sikra is Badei Tziva. By Gittin, he says it's a Suffiget. By Gittin, the Rambam says it's a Suffiget. Comes out, the Rambam didn't learn this Gemara like Rashi. Because like Rashi, Shabbos and Gittin have the same halachas.
What does it mean that you're talking about the time that you're talking about now?
Time to be some English, Rambam's always. Rambam's lost no Mashiach. So So a number of Mefarshim, I told you yesterday the Rishash, it wasn't the Rishash in the back, there's a Pirish called the Mayim Chaim in the back, and I saw it, Reb Nachum brings it from the Chayyadam, and the Chassam Sefer says it, and the Ksav Sefer says it. They all say that the Rambam Taich Agimara, that Rish Lakish said Shabbos and Kitten is the same. And Rabbi Yechanan said, "Ibnei Sha'anu Medamin Nasa Maisa," because we think Shabbos and Kitten are the same. You're so sure it's so. Maybe Shabbos and Kitten are different. Who says Shabbos and Kitten are the same? "Ibnei Sha'anu Medamin" means should we be Medamin Shabbos and Kitten? What's the Hesber? Why should Shabbos be different than Kitten? Zoktach Sam Sefer Hesber. He says Kitten is totally in touch of the word Siva, which is what we've been talking about the last 2 days. What's ksiva? That's kitten. Kitten you need for kasav, ksiva. Shabbos is not totally ksiva. Shabbos is totally in malacha. We have to define malacha, Dr. Samsev. What's the definition of a malacha? Things they did in the Mishkan. The ikrei malachas they did in the Mishkan. We learn that in the Mishkan. Dr. Samsev, we have to look at what they did by the Mishkan. And we go to the Mishkan, see what they did there. If they did it, then it's a malach of ksiva. If they didn't, it's not a malach of ksiva. So Zotach Sam Sefer, over the, where was ksiva in the Mishkan? So the Gemara says that they marked the krashen, to know which krashen to match up to which other krashen. So Zotach Sam Sefer, look, they were 40 years in the Midbar. The stub, they had to upgrade the writing of the Krashim too. Nothing lasts forever. So therefore, Ksiva, Agabe Ksiva, writing on top of writing. So we just have to clarify, what would they have done in the Mishkan? So if the second writing improves the first writing, like the Yoy Agabe Sikra, that they would have done. If they had a certain writing on the Krashim, and it wasn't so dark, and they had something to make it darker, they would have done it by the Mishkan. We don't have a Messiah exactly what they physically actually did. But this is something they would normally have done. And anything, once I just, and anything they normally would have done is Chayiv. We don't have to know that they actually did it. I point out, they didn't plant trees in the Midbar to grow wood for the crushing. Right? They had wood. But it's one of the things that's necessary. Normally it's necessary. You have to plant. You have to do all these things. So, normally, in Krashim, if somebody has a business and he's working with Krashim, and over 40 years, he will rewrite, he'll write over what he wrote, if it'll improve it. So, Mimele, an improved writing of Yoyal Gavi Sikra is Chayev on Shabbos. Even if in Hilchas Ksiva, it's not called a Ksiva by Gittin. That's Rabbi Yechon and Safik. Maybe by Gittin it's not a Ksiva. And by Eidim it's not a Ksiva. But by Beis HaMikdash, it's totally what they needed. And Hayais, they certainly, Bederech HaTeva, they would have darkened the writing that they wrote on the Krashim. So Mimela, by Shabbos, that's why it's Chayiv. So Diyai Agabe Diyai, the Chassam Sefer writes, that if the first Diyai is faded, and you write a second Diyai on the first Diyai after it's faded, that's the same as Diyai Agabe Sikra. And he says, that would also be Chayiv. That would also be Chayiv on Shabbos. Doesn't have to have a Shem Sikra. Faded Diyai, 10-year-old Diyai, is also like Diyai Agabe Sikra. Anything with a second Ksiva is better. That's dumya than what they would have done in the Mishkan. And therefore, Zakta Sam Sefer, that's Chayiv. Why? Why should I say that? Well, if I'm learning from the Mishkan, why should I learn from the second one too? Okay, good. Ramesha says a very nice thing in the Hesber of some Sefer. Now, Ramesha doesn't spell it all out, so let me just give you a Hagdama. Ramesha saw this, it right away popped into mind in old Nachlekes Rashi in the Rambam, but I don't know why he doesn't spell it out. There is a Machlekes. When you learn at a Mishkan, you learn, let's say, cooking. You learn cooking at a Mishkan, Afia, where was cooking in the Mishkan? So Rashi says, actually Gemara says, Shekein, they were Mevashel Samamanim. They cooked dye, in order to dye the wool, You have to cook the dye, it gets hot, and you cook it, and then you put it in the wool, and you there were Vashal Samamanim. Rashi throughout Meshechta Shabbos, whenever it talks about any of the malachis that have to do with cooking or with fire, he always mentions the Samamanim. There's a Rav Haigain, which is quoted in one of the Igros HaRambam. Rav Haigain says you could also learn it from the Lechem HaPanim or from the Chavitim. They bake Chavitim, they bake Lechem HaPanim. So it's Lav Dafka the Samamanim, it's the baking also. And the Rambam paskins that not only is Bishul an Av Malacha, but Afiyah is also an Av Malacha. Which we understand, if you hold that the Av Malacha is what was in the Mishkan. So Pashas, we understand that Afiyah was in the Mishkan. Where was it in the Mishkan? In the Lechem HaPanim. I understand. Deglaital in his Psicha, Deglaital in the Psicha writes that Rashi and the Rav Haigain are arguing, do we learn it out of the Binyan HaMikdash, HaMishkan? Rashi also learned out of the Binyan HaMishkan. Out of the building of the Mishkan. The building of the Mishkan, there was no baking. They didn't bake bread to build the Mishkan. So Rashi always mentions Samamanim. The Rambam holds that we learned it out of the Mahalach HaMishkan. Out of the functioning of the Mishkan, the yom functioning of the Mishkan. Memela, it would be good that the Rambam holds that Afiyah is also an Av Malacha. Or like Rav Haigain says, that you learn it out of Afiyah Sachavitin. And Memela, that's a Machlaikis there of Afiyah is an Av Malacha. Could be that this is the Machlaikis between Rashi and the Rambam. You learn it out of it. Binyan HaMikdash, or do you learn out of the Halach Yelech, out of the function of the Mikdash? Rav Moshe, without mentioning that Machlaikis, says that that's the Machlaikis Rashi in the Rambam here. Rashi holds learn out of the building of the Mishkan. When they built the Mishkan, they wrote, they didn't darken anything, they just wrote it the first time. Writing it the first time, that's Ksiva. If you write a Diyayan Sikra, that's a Sufik. Rabbi Yechon is Masufik Lagabe Shabbos, just like his Masufik Lagabe Get. Because the whole writing of the Mishkan was only an original writing, was a Ksiva. The Rambam holds, we learn out of the whole 40 years of the Mishkan. And since in the Meshach of the 40 years they wrote Diyay Algabe Faded Diyay, or Diyay Algabe Sikra, so Memeva the Rambam holds that that's also Ksiva for Shabbos. Even though Lagabi Get, Rabbi Yechonin might be Mesupit. But Lagabi Shabbos, that's a good Ksiva, because that's a Ksiva of Mahalach HaMishkan, not a Binyan HaMishkan. And this is the Machlek, it's the Rambam and Rashi. So the Chassid Sofer says that a faded Diyai, if you put a dark Diyai on a faded Diyai, that's not Diyai Lagabi Diyai. That's Diyai Lagabi Sikra. It's the same as Diyai Lagabi Sikra. Because a faded Diyai, it's like Sikra. If you're writing on a faded thing, you're darker. You don't have to you also learn from the writing. But you learn also from that. So Ksiva includes both. Both types of Ksiva. The Gemara talks about it. The Gemara says, have to have a Bevishka Chashiva. The Chazal shuts up on the Chashivas of Ksiva, of a Malacha. The way the Rambam understands, it's included in the later writing too. It's also malach. Any of the writing that was in the chinami. So all malachas, you could cut any malacha to a bigger chiddush. You could say they carried the 8 amis, and then why is 4 amis? So some hagdara that Chazal understood the shatzar. This is what he says. Now it's true that there's a beferish gemara in Shabbos that says we learn out of the Samamani. And the Rambam Rathai is probably Gebayt Adi Yerushalmi, which says Fakert. So I want to go into it, and I'll let him set the Shabbos now, just in case you bump into it. Deklital goes through all of this. But Lamaisa, he does say there are two shitas. He says the same thing about squeezing grapes. If squeezing grapes is an Av Malacha or a Tolda, If you learn out of the whole 40 years of the Mishnah, they squad, they had wine, so then squeezing grapes is an amalach. If you learn it out of the binyan, there was no squeezing grapes in the binyan. There was only dash. There was only turkey out the kernels out of the shaft of the samamonim. So then it's a tolda. Very little nafkamina, but it's an avar tolda. There's some nafkaminas. But this is basically a machlokes. Now it's negat to us very, very much. It's going to be negat to us on daf chav. We are going to learn the Gemara, you test on the base, gets sidetracked, and daf chav it comes back to ksiva. We are going to have to talk about what's ksiva for a get. Is it true that whatever we say is ksiva for a get will automatically plug into El Fashanis? According to Rashi, the answer is yes. It's Rish Lakish Befenish. Whatever is true by Shabbos is true by Shabbos. According to the Rambam, not. Now the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, takes for Pashtus that you could compare. He's Matmiya on a day that doesn't compare. He brings it to Rashba, I don't know where the Rashba is, that you learn Hilcha Shabbos from Hilcha's Gittin. Whatever is going to be Ksiva by Gittin is going to be Ksiva by Shabbos. And whatever is not Ksiva by Gittin is not Ksiva by Shabbos. That the Bir Halacha says Balash of Pashtus. The Chayodim says tattoo on Shabbos is Ksiva. How do I know? Because by Gittin it's a kosher get, we're going to have a tattoo. So Mameo, I know the same thing for Hilcha Shabbos. So it seems as a matter of Halacha, we're going to name on like the Rambam, the name on like Rashi, that we do learn Shabbos from Gittin. It's a Beferish Reish Lakish. The question is only what Rabbi Yechanan meant.
Why point even though the Rambam says by Shabbos is
maybe go in one direction, but the Ram will be made in the other direction, which may explain. I'll look at the Bir Halacha, may explain why he says it's such a passion. Right, Nachinami. Maybe you can see this kaka as well. Okay. All right, just a fair warning. For tomorrow, I'm going to get at least halfway down the other days, because I want to get back to the Yanim of Ksiva, the side in Yanim. Probably the, I'm going to speak out tomorrow, there's an Avi Beluim, Sidon Lamed Aleph, Sukkot and Dalit. It's Yen, a famous Avi Beluim, about whether the Eidim, by Yechasna, have to see the face of the Kalu or not, or it's good enough if the face is covered. That Avi Beluim is Medami, it's in two places on the other days, places Tama, places Tzrichi. So make sure you first have to cover the Gemara with the Taisis, but then we're going to get to it as well.